enters into labor, dedication, then no regulation, no duty consciousness, all disappears, only labor of love. If we do not do our service, we don't feel better within us. That is Raag, Anurag. That is the labor of love. They cannot sit idle. They cannot but do the sweet service of the Lord. Very sweet. Sweetness is the urge which gave them impetus to work for the Lord, for His Lord. That is the highest of life. Labor of love, sweet labor of love. And that is all satisfied. That is found in Vrindavan, Vrindavan, or Goloka, the higher sphere. Vaikuntha is called straight angle, hemisphere. Three, 2.5 rosh. Santo Dasya Sokho half is found in Vaikuntha. No confidential service, half confidential, and mainly with the attitude of master and the man, the service is done, and also respect is there. But on the other half, more friendly, then it takes the shape of filial service, affectionate, and then in the service of consorthood, the wholesale transaction is possible there. And there are also different groups. We are told that the main group of the highest type of service is in the camp of Radharani. Our attraction is that light, our Guru Maharaj. In our Guru Parampara we find that. In the Guru Parampara, Mahapurusha Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayana Rupanu Bajanera Jivan Vishyambhara Priyankara Sri Sarupa Damodara Sri Goswami Rupa Sanatana, all in the camp of Radha service, sweet service rendered by heart, the acmeical highest conception of the realization possible ever in the whole. Radha Lasya Radha Kuikut. So not to be pushing enough to approach direct towards Krishna, but to try to enter in the camp of Radharani and there to become adjusted in any particular line of service there. There are so many things in details. Are there. So mainly, we are potency, part of potency, and the whole potency is represented by Radharani in its fullest form, and anyhow to be adjusted there in her, within our camp. That should be the highest aim. Gradually we shall understand that. It is mainly given in the Guru Parampara, and in the mantram also, which we get from Guru, there also the meaning is there, that, and it will lead us there. So, it is the formula is there, and by the formula, we shall give attention, and we shall try to find out what is within. And also what is within in me. My fine element, finest element in me, and the finest element in the formula, that will be connected and harmonized, adjusted. This is my goal. And I am also mixed with so many things, thoughts and ideas, but my inner existence is found in this formula. Eliminating all these out address. I shall try to find out myself according to this formula. This is, here is myself. I have acquired foreign things, so many wandering in this material world of exploitation, but this is all foreign, unnecessary. Eliminate, eliminate. And what am I? It is mentioned in the formula. That is my inner self, and I must reach that goal. Hare Krishna. And all our advisors, spiritual advisors, in the line of Guru Parampara, they are also in that line. Anyway, we shall have to go to march in that line, following them. We shall be their followers, strict sense, followers. Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Long and short, and the whole thing is like this. Krishna, Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. The success of karma is in gyan, in attainment of our gyan. Nahi gyanena sarvesham pavitram vidyate. But proper gyan is sambandhaka. Sambandhaka. This is artificial, undesirable gyan, which is going towards Brahma conception and limit that. And whether gradually from the material conception comes to spiritual conception, and then the Brahma and the Jeev in the same rank, and again Parabrahma, Vasudev, Narayan, this way it is proceeding towards. Sarvam karma khilam vartha gyani parisamapati. Tasvang yoga siddhant yogi kali natmati bindhati. Sadhavam lavati gyanam tatparasvam yatindhya. Gyanam labdha param shanti mati dhena. Then gyani nama bhi dara. Koji gyani madhya durlabha krishna bhakta. In this way gradation is passing through. That sort of gyan, not artificial gyan, abnormal gyan, knowledge proper, which is not promised to avoid personal conception of the absolute. So that sort of gyan.
Nishkam karma, therefore, means bhakti. Nishkam karma proper.
Nishkam karma, that is which is ordered by the Vedas in Varnasram. To do that without any particular object or a. Because the Vedas has asked me to do, I do.
Yeah.
That is nishkam. Then knowledge proper will come out of that. And that knowledge also, if rightly followed, then it will parabrahma gyan, it will come. After Brahma, there is parabrahma. In this way, it will, in a fair way, it will make progress. And that is unfair way. Jnana yoga. There, in that chapter, perhaps Jnana Yoga is being dealt on, okay?
Yes. The previous chapter, Karma
Yoga. No. Ask me, Paramanu Vishi Paramanu
Vishi. What did you find? 5 kg to the Paramanu Vishi.
means that the actual Gyan Jog is
Nishkam Karma hote natural jendur gyan ase, say gyan. Not forced knowledge but automatic outcome of Nishkam Karma. That is sure to lead towards bhakti. Loki Bhagaya Mishmudya Siva Nityasunantu Noitatra Chura. Just as according to the classification, the stage of the audience in establishment is given. Something in Parakvada Vidayam, in the mind just a scholar is giving training to a boy. He knows much, but in that way he is giving some small installment to him. But in his mind that gradually he will lead to this side. That's it. Adhikar. Nishkam karma, then jnana, and jnana proper will be guided towards Bhagavad personal God, not impersonal. Impersonal, that is an artificial thing. In general, in natural way it must go to Gyan means person. As I say, that I am a person, I am a particle of knowledge, I am a person. And the ocean of knowledge, that is not person, that is a substance, like ocean water or ether. But a particle, I am endowed with individuality. So, Bhagunam Janmanamanti Gyanavan Mankavadyati Bhāsudeva. When the Jnani can feel that he is Vasudeva, it is not Brahma, inner substance of spirit. But spirit means automatically person. He is a big person. Big knowledge means big person, the biggest person. Knowledge means person. I am a particle of knowledge, I am person. The person, knowledge means personality. Anu Chaitanya is Anu person. And Brihat Chaitanya is Brihat person. Is Vasudeva. Then bhakti begins, head bends to his feet. Otherwise I am one. I am a particle of the ocean of consciousness. I have the inert thing, I am a person of what said. But the big person, the ocean is personified. And I am a spark and drop personified, Anu Chaitanya, and the ocean personified. So I must submit to the ocean. That is the natural flow of the knowledge proper. Belly's knowledge is drawing towards that direction. So Jnana Yoga means that knowledge of that type. And this is misled knowledge, which is taken towards Brahmagya, Soham. Soham it is all right, Soham. But what is Soham? That is different. I am spirit, so far common. But there is also qualitative difference in spiritual substance. That's just as in material. Material is stone and the water is not same thing. Ether also material and the stone also material. So in the spiritual substance also gradation. Tatastha, then Vaikuntha spirit, then Goloka spirit, there is a lot of differentiation there. And the Krishna also, Krishna in Vrindavan, and when Krishna in Vaikuntha, they are different. Krishna, they are inseparable, all avatar. They are rather treated as functional position. Kirodha Sai Vishnu, Karanadha Sai Vishnu, they are all supreme. But supreme, there is a difference in function. We have to take like that. Even Krishna conception, there is gradation. Swayam Bhagavan, only by the side of Radharani. Swayam Rup, then Swayam Prakash, Prabhava, Vaibhava. In this way, in Krishna conception also there are Gadisha. So in realization there is always Gadisha. But then cannot be divided into separate parts, so we have to think like the function, limited function, and the bigger function, in this way small and big. In this way we have to think. Narayana and Krishna, continuous same one, but function of the Prajaji. King in the court, king in the haram. Different man. But same man, he is in the court, he is in the battlefield, and also he is in the making donations, or in family interest with wife and children. There's difference there, so much like difference in the thing about him. তো তো কত একটা আয় হয় ইনস্ট্রুমেন্ট আছে মাঝে মাঝে লাগানো দরকার কেউ বাজার যায় স্টেজ অফ কনসিয়াসনেস ফায়ার উই আর আয়ুর্বেদ দ্যাট ইজ something like imagination. Misconception, it is within misconception of the truth. No proper conception of the truth. So whatever loss and gain, all misconception. It is not so. This is not mine. This belongs to the Supreme, everything. Rajarja Rajyaparjana Matuatma. A king's empire, that is nothing. It is evaporating within few minutes. That is all transient. If we want to have real knowledge, real gain, we have to eliminate all this mania. Our own interest is being thrust on the universal interest. It is false. The universe has got its own interest. He is moving in that way. And I am trying to thrust my interest over it. It is imaginary. Futile. That is mania. And we are suffering from mania or maya or imagination. Sapnabhat, like dream. Dreaming coming from within. We see in a dream so many things outside me. But really it is coming from me, from within, not in the outside world. So also, whatever we do here, the universal movement is not affected at all. Our concoction. In our Guru Maharaj's time, we did not observe all these things. Here also, we do not observe. She has got no question.
That Srila Prabhupada mentioned that there are deities of Lord Krishna on every single continent, but that some are known and some are hidden. Do you have anything to say on this?
She says that she has heard Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj said that there are deities on every continent, all over the earth. So that some are hidden and some are revealed. Do you have anything to say about that? The deities of Krishna?
Different forms of
the deities of Krishna.
Not here. Deities of Krishna everywhere is negative.
Yeah.
If we have got the eye to see. Otherwise, how can it be everywhere? Sambhatta Krishna is Mukti Kali Dharma. Sri Devi Devi Yar Akhiri Rama. Only Rita Chakti Yar Vishay Dhuiti. Kamane Sri Paratattva Pai Vedi. Everywhere, the Srimati of Krishna is dazzling in its own glory. But only those can have a view of that whose eyes are clear, not covered with so many thousands of prejudices. Vishaya dhuriti, andi bhuta jakkuyar, vishaya. So many prejudices, so many demands, desires, that is covering our mental eye, rather the eye of the soul. The real seer insight is the soul. And so many thick prejudices, good, bad, are covering our eyes. So we can't see him. Though that is clear, the prejudices are removed, then we can see that Krishna is there everywhere. He is everywhere. Mahaprabhu, when he is seeing a forest, oh, this is Vrindavan. Any hill, oh, Govardhan. Any river, oh, this is Jamuna. Everything. Always the seer always on this standard, on the level of the standard where he can have direct contact with Krishna. Krishna, the loving autocrat, the autocrat, the beautiful, everywhere he is. He is my master, my lord. He is my lord, and I can't see him. He is my owner, everything, and I can't see him. What a farce. Why? Such, I had made him a foreign thing. I had rather made him far away, far away. Now the question will come, if anyone being in connection of Krishna, can he come far away? The Maya can handle and overtake him or her. And so it is told, anadi bahirmo. Our position is in the tatastha, in the marginal plane. But our two kinds of opposite adaptability. In the innermost plane, there is Krishna, and the outermost plane, we can come to this world of Maya, just as a jeev. A soul in human position, he may be of different mentality. Sometimes woman mentality, sometimes man mentality, sometimes a cow, the bird, the tree, is accommodating with his paraphernalia in different way here. It is possible. The soul is one, But sometimes the soul, sometimes a man is a king, sometimes he's a beggar. But that man mentality is there. And sometimes a politician, sometimes a philanthropist. But the central soul is a separate thing. But adaptability makes him to be shown in different plane, in different way. So also, not only human species, but so many species also. So the soul may have different planes and position and understanding and achievement differs accordingly. And the soul, when this is outside focused and inside focused, he can see many things upwards. When with the tendency of exploitation, he comes into some world, and when the tendency of dedication is utilized, he enters into another world. And there also that Vaikuntha, Goloka, all these things, and the Krishna, they come to be the object of our experience. Oh. And my innermost wealth or property is Krishna. If we can see, look at the deepest insight. And with the tendency of exploitation, we come outside. And by the help of the dedication tendency, that yoga maya, with the center carrying current, out carrying current, in carrying current. If I take advantage of the incurring current, I can go and see Krishna. And the outcurring current, I can go to the other things. As present, our condition that we are in the midst of deep outcurring current. And anyhow, by my previous action, I have come across some agent who are saying about my inner wealth, and with the help of the incurring current, the current of dedication, we can enter into another world where everywhere there is Krishna. Everywhere my Lord is there. I am to be exploited by Him. I am not an exploiting agent, but I am to be exploited. I am potency. I am not potency possessor. Potency possessor is He. And I am a kind of potency to be utilized in His service. That is what is necessary. So He is there, but we cannot see Him. We see so many things according to our position. Our different position are showing different things outside. But if we can be placed in normal position, we can see that Krishna is everywhere. He is everywhere. At the back of everything, He is there. Sthavar jangam dekhe, na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra sphure tar ishta deva sphurti. On the background, He sees everything. Apparently, He sees this matter and life, matter and life, material cover and then mental cover, all these things. But nadaketa murti, but deeper vision will see, no, deeper vision, the Krishna is at the back of everything, otherwise nothing can exist if He withdraw. That will be the depth of intelligence, depth of our sight, our seeing is different. Hmm. That's that the politicians see. It is that Korea, there was a plane crash. There see the some say that American misdealing is at the bottom. In an ordinary plane, they put some for political inspection. And some say Russia, misunderstanding is the cause of the slaughter of these. The backside, one read backside. Here is Mr. Reagan, here is Mr. Russia in this way, on the background. Superficially is something. A deeper vision says that now at the root is another energy. Similarly. We see generally many things apathetic to our interest, clashing to our interest. But Srimad Bhagavatam's Gita says, be indifferent to your environment and go on with your duty. But Bhagavatam says, no, everything is positively good to you. Try to find out that. Nothing is bad. Through every incident, Krishna's will is approaching you. You try to find out that. Tattin kampaham susamikkama. With sincere attention, you try to find, to read your environment. Try to read your environment. Everywhere there is goodwill of Krishna. If you can try to read your environment in this way, very soon you will find, yes, really it is so. Have all transaction with you only coming from Krishna. No all affection and no bitterness. We are taught to read the environment in this way. Yeah, if you can follow this path, you will find very soon that you are free from all wrong prejudices, and you will be in the domain of Krishna. Try to find out. Try to find out. With your best sincerity. Try to read the environment. It is Krishna on the back. All good. All good. Nothing bad. Try to take up in this way. That is search for Krishna. And he is there. Search for Krishna. Don't search for your temporary satisfaction, pleasure, or any retirement, rest. Neither temporary pleasure nor rest. But always search for Krishna to serve him. And Krishna will be in your side. In no time, search for Krishna. Brahma Jigyasa, inquire about where you are. The all comprehensive entity, which includes your and the existence and all the existence of the whole, inquire about Brahma Jigyasa. And search for Sri Krishna. Not the all comprehensive principle, but the heart-satisfying Lord, where is He? Try to search the Him, and you will find Him. You will find it is mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamatam. One soul, through a particular process of sadhana, first meeting with Krishna. When Krishna coming back from with the cows from the forest to home, the way that soul have got his emancipation and the connection with Krishna. Suddenly Krishna found him and embraced him. And with the ecstasy of his joy, he fainted. Krishna fainted. Balaram only could detect that a newcomer, a new friend has come, joined our Leela from long bondage. He is released and he joined and met Krishna here. And Krishna is so satisfied to find that old friend that with the ecstasy of joy he has fainted. Then Balaram managed to take him in the consciousness. Then Krishna began to say, my friend, how you could pass so many days forgetting me, how it was possible for you? I am longing for you for so many days, and you are, I know everything, that when for such of me you are begging from door to door, and some was treating gently and some was harshly. All I know, my friend. Anyhow, after a long separation, you have joined us, come in this way. He is waiting with his hankering heart to meet every one of us. He is invited. He can accommodate all of us with our full satisfaction. No bankruptcy there. Our hearts thirst, full thirst. We can be satisfied in him, every one of us, thinking that as if he is only for me, only for me. So we are told that the other world, that the motherly affection, she is waiting for the son who has left her and wandering in the street, lost. Son is lost, wandering here and there, mother with affectionate heart, waiting to get the son. And when the son comes, they're always watching. They are ready to accept, to take him in the lap. Something like that. That is everything. This is weak and a partial consideration. Maya is in the negligent part. Negligent part. Just as prison houses. Prison houses occupy the negligent part of a country. Free souls are moving in the broad land. And here and there, there's prison houses. And when one is released from the prison houses, he comes to live at the Lord. Country at large. Infringement, fetter of our own self-satisfaction, self-satisfaction in exploitation, or renunciation, two phases, either to lord it over everything or to go to sleep. But both is abnormal. Only to be always attendant in our own function, what is attached in the universal necessity. We shall be always alert there. But to do my function towards the universe. And the universe that is Krishna. He's in touch. Vipassaniva, everything. Every interest personified. Universal interest personified there. Some sham love, imitation love we find here, and we are mad for that. The love proper, how beautiful, how attractive that must be. And the center of all such real love, how much beautiful, desirable would that be. A drop of blood here, there, Romeo, Juliet, Dushyanta, Shakuntala in the drama, we find so many ideas of mundane love here. But the love proper, how desirable that be, and when that is personified, how beautiful that should be. Can't see. Yeah? When we are in that plane, we can see him and nothing else. He and his paraphernalia, his lila. But that in another plane. Just as a dog cannot understand the ways of the human society, our position is like that somehow or other. If dog mentality can be transformed into human mentality, then of course the dog can see, feel things of the human society, good, bad, everything. So stage of consciousness. Stage of consciousness. Krishna Gyan. And from here to reach to that level, sadhu sangha, then bhajan, then anarthanivriti, nishtha, ruchi, bhav. When we reach the stage of bhava bhakti, then we can have some blinks. But then prema, then we can, lifted in that plane, we can see Krishna. And prema, sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahara, so many stages there are in Krishna consciousness. Everywhere development to be traced in this way, from one to another, to the passing road we have to finish, and then we can have